Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking about hot conditions and your cattle in just a moment.
Green has always been the real color of summer, and P&K's got all the green John Deere equipment you want. With a full line of tractors and implements, we'll build a package that fits you, like our 1023E package with a D120 loader, 4-foot rotary cutter, 4-foot box blade, and an 18-foot trailer, all for just $16,499. So hurry into P&K to get some green from the guys who've been leading the industry since 1837. Find out more at pkequipment.com, and remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 731-14, subject to approved credit influence from the John Deere Frontier brand, other restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014, live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle, all told, on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. The forecast the next several days shows it's going to be mighty hot, and that's tough on your beef cattle herd. Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo from the OSU Department of Animal Science is with us today talking about what we need to be paying attention to in regards to heat and cattle. She says there are several things that you can see, you can notice when your cattle are getting too hot.
Yeah, so with heat stress in cattle, you'll typically see animals increase their respiration rates. They'll start breathing much faster. You'll also see in severe cases, they'll do what we call panting, where that can increase in severity. So animals will actually be breathing in a labored fashion with open mouths, a lot of drooling. Sometimes their necks are extended erectly. And so those are clear signs that animals are really starting to have to cool themselves off physiologically and are trying to regulate their body temperature and adapt to the environment, especially in situations where they can't cool themselves off with shade or water. You can also look and see if animals are eating, because if they are really heat stressed, eating produces heat within the animal. So you'll tend to see that they back off and actually may not be consuming their feed.
And Dr. Lorenzo says there are several things that cattle producers can do to help their cattle deal with heat. At the top of her list, shade.
Providing them shade, you're taking them away from the solar rays, which put heat onto the animal and which they have to cope with. So giving them shade is important, and it's got a lot of benefits. You just have to make sure that the structure itself is big enough to provide all the animals enough square footage. They recommend 20 to 40 square feet per animal of shade. And you also want to make these structures tall enough, somewhere taller than 8 feet in general, so that you don't impede airflow, because airflow is another important component to helping animals cope with heat stress. Allowing for them to have air pass over their bodies helps with the cooling mechanism and how they release heat. So giving them shade and not impeding on the airflow or ventilation of their environment is important. Another major and important strategy is providing them adequate clean water. And so during hot summer days, that water requirement is going to be elevated, so they're going to want to drink more. You got to make sure that you provide them that extra amount of water that's needed. And by cleaning it on a weekly basis, you'll continue to encourage them to drink more water, because just like us, they like clean water too.
Dr. Lorenzo acknowledges that one of the problems we've got in this part of the country with hot temperatures and lots of sunshine, black-hided animals will be more susceptible to heat stress.
We talk about different factors that can put animals at more risk with heat stress. Color is definitely one of those factors. Black-hided animals just have to deal with more. They absorb more of that solar radiation.
Talking heat stress in cattle with Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.